in the old days. Now, of course, in the old days, when you were born in Hong Kong, you have to attend one of these auxiliary services to get training. It could be auxiliary medical services. It could be auxiliary air forces. It could be auxiliary fire services. It could be civil aid service, depending on the interest. Because if we are born in Hong Kong, we have to do that. But later on, then we change this law, become voluntary. So that is not compulsory. In the old days, for example, in the early years, 1960s, we have to mount immunization campaign against cholera. So we have to use a lot of staff to go onto the street to do vaccination. So we use the medical students and we use the auxiliary medical services to go out to do vaccination. So we was, that's why they respond, the call for emergency is very important. Previously, I also make use of AMS and also medical students to go to outlying islands to do vaccination campaign. This is a very important way. So we have a headquarters for the training of people. Some of them are retired teachers, and then they are very helpful. They are very helpful. And then this is all medical emergency services. So apart from the refugees, the other thing is immunization campaign. Because we conduct immunization campaign against cholera.